Created with free version for non-commercial use.
God's will for our life, or for all of our lives, comes from Galatians 5, 16 and 17 and 18. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you have set us free. And if we are set free by you, Lord, we are free indeed. And so we thank you for your promises and your word. We thank you for your word today as we look to you in faith that you will give us understanding and just open each one of our eyes to what you have for us today. We thank you for your word and we give you praise. We may your name be glorified. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. And we'll sing from hymn number 33, How Great Thou Art. We'll sing 1, 2, and 4. 1, 2, and 4. Well, make it 1. Do them all. I don't want to miss out on the good ones either. Scripture lesson today is from Matthew 14, 22 through 33, where Jesus walks on the sea. You know, my Bible, you think, what translation does he have? I have a New King James. I guess I grew up with King James, went to the New King James, and that's been my main Bible. So, but pretty much the same thing. Verse 22, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Fear or faith? Fear, I believe God wanted us to not fear. He wanted us to have faith because fear is something he mentions about more than anything else. They say, I haven't checked it out myself, but they say there's 365 fear nots in the Bible, one for each day. And so God knew we would be in storms, we'd have fearful things to think about, and life because Jesus did say, in this world you're going to have tribulation, and but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. And so he promised that he would be with us.
Created with free vision for non-commercial
fear
use.
Can keep people from moving forward, and fear is, there's good fears, there's bad fears, of course, and but usually the fears that cause anxiety are not the good fears. You know what happened to the children of Israel when they came back with a bad report, except Joshua and Caleb? They were fearful that they could not enter that land, because even though God told them they could enter that land, and so what was the result of their fear? They stayed in the desert 40 years. And I tell the guys in the prison, you know, if you grumble a lot, you might stay here longer. You don't want to grumble about what kind of things
created
are going on here and why you're
use.
Here. And so you got David and Goliath. You know, everybody else was fearful of Goliath, and David, being a little teenager, he came up there with, he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine who is talking bad about God? And so he went forward because of his faith. He had spent many times with the sheep, and so he could trust the Lord to deliver him. He knew how big a God he had. And the question is, do we know how big a God we serve? He is awesome in all his ways. So what do we fear? What do you fear? What do I fear? I think some of the things that come up are lack of money.
Created with free version
am
for
I going to have
use.
Enough money all my life, or am I going to lose everything? What's going to happen in the future? And but God never tells us what's going to happen in the future, and the good thing, because we can't handle the future because it's not here yet. And so he gives us what we need today. His promises are for strength and faith for the day. And we like to see in the future and what's going to happen tomorrow. But he says tomorrow will worry about itself. And so, you know, we could worry about the way the world is going. You know, it seems like it's going down the wrong path, which is evident. And the Lord said, you know, will he find faith
created
on the earth
free
when he
for
returns?
Non-commercial use.
Things, he didn't promise that things on earth would get better and better. As time went on, he said things would increasingly get worse, and people would fall away from the faith. And but that's why we have to have our faith grounded in the Lord. And what is fear in your life that keeps you from moving forward? Is there fears? See, Joshua, when he crossed the Jordan, it was overflowing, and so he had to take a step. The priests had to take a step into the water, and it was overflowing. They could have drowned when they stepped into it. But by faith, they took that step, and the waters parted because they believed God.
Created
and
with free
if
version
we don't
for
take
non-commercial
the step
use.
Ahead, we're not going to move ahead in faith. And God won't give us the faith, but asking him to increase our faith. And where does faith come from? Faith comes from the Word, reading the Word, and asking him to give us understanding in the Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so as we study the Word and we ask God to give us understanding, he speaks to us through the Word. You know, Peter proved what could happen when you have faith. I don't know of anybody, any other man that has walked on the water and he gets a bad rap for doubting Jesus walking when he was walking on the water, but who of us would not looked at the big waves that were coming his way? And yet he kept his eyes on Jesus. What happened? He could walk
created
on
with
water.
Free version for non-commercial
but as soon
use.
As he turned to the waves and saw them, he started sinking. And that's what's going to happen to us. It happens to me. If I get my eyes off Christ and his word and his promises. And so it's important that we, the waves of life that overwhelm us, we have to keep our picture of who God is and that he is God in the middle of the storms. Sometimes he calms the storm and sometimes he calms his child in the middle of the storm. And so we don't know why God allows some things and why. You take, for instance, James, he got killed, and even though they prayed for him to be delivered in New Testament, one of the disciples.
Created with free version for non-commercial
by Herod,
use.
And Peter got let go because of their prayers. So why God allows one and not the other? I think God would say to us, it's none of your business. So I believe he wants us to just trust him, to believe in him. There was a Mr. Hurst, you know, who lived in a mansion, a castle. I think it was California. And he is a millionaire. And yet, anybody who visited him, he told them, never talk of death, never talk about dying, because he was very fearful of dying. He had all the money he could be satisfied with, and yet he was fearful of death, and he had trouble sleeping at night because of fear of death, even though
free version for non-commercial
Lord,
use.
I'm sure he heard about the Lord and he heard about the Word. Evidently, he never took it to heart. And so fear will keep us bound up. So what storms are you going through? And is Jesus big enough? Is God big enough to overcome that storm? I find myself once in a while, as I get focused on the problem in my life rather than on Jesus. And so if I focus on the problem, what does the problem do? It gets bigger because that's what I'm focusing on. But when I focus on Jesus and his promises, that's so much better way to go because he can calm us in the midst of the storms, as many of you know. And so,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
I believe it's important that we have faith and we walk by faith, because faith is something that you can't see. The problem you can see, but faith you can't see. You can take the word and know that his promises are true. I believe the spiritual warfare goes on in our head. The evil one constantly is trying to speak negative into our minds and discourage us. And, you know, don't wait. You know, God says what throughout the Bible, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. And so, but society today says don't wait. Just get what you want now, and don't wait for what God wants you to do.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
And so there was when we think about ISIS, we think about all the craziness that goes on in the world. Let's keep our focus on Christ, and spread the good news of what Jesus came for, and that we may be lights in a dark world. And Jesus said, be a light to others around you in a dark world. And so how can we live free of fear and anxiety? Well, I like to take the acronym FAITH. Faith or focus are basically the same thing. Faith, we have to have a focus, and our focus has to be on Christ. As Peter walked on water, his focus had to be on Christ. And so it says in Ephesians 2:8 and 9,
created with that, free version for non-commercial
by grace
use.
We have been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so we are saved by grace through faith, and not of works, lest anyone should boast. I find in the prison the biggest misunderstanding is grace. They don't know what grace is. Some of them, of course, never had grace in their life. And for the way they've grown up, some of them have had difficulty, troubled childhood and youth, hard to comprehend. So if we're saved by grace and without faith, it is impossible to please God. We have to look at who is God to me. Who is God to you? Who is Jesus to you?
Created with
is
free
he
version
your God?
For
is he a
use.
Big God? Or is he... can he handle anything that comes your way? Or is he the problem bigger than your God, my God? And so it's whether, where does faith come from? And continually be in the Word, I said, and sometimes it seems overwhelming. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Word says, God will raise up a standard. And so that's one of the promises we always have to keep. Corrie ten Boom, she, who had been in the concentration camp, she said, there is no pit that God's love doesn't go deeper still. And so she,
she had been non-commercial
through
the use.
Concentration camp. So faith, I looked up the word faith, clicked on it the other day in word search on Gateway Bible, and Romans had 40 times it talks about faith. So faith is vital, and faith will calm our fears. Faith will turn our anxiety into nothing, but we have to realize that war going on, and calling on Jesus. What did Jesus do when he was tempted? He quoted Scripture, and so we're not any better than him. And so quoting Scripture when we're tempted and when we're going through tough times, that's the best thing we can do. Say, Lord, you promised to be with me, and he will meet your needs. And so adoration, A for adoration,
free version for non-commercial
I believe,
use.
Adoring God, worshiping God, even in our quiet time is vital, because when we focus on him, when I have my quiet time, sometimes my mind starts going, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this. And so sometimes I take a piece of paper and write them down. And, okay, now I got that settled. Now, Lord, take control of my mind. And reading a psalm sometimes helps before I start in prayer or Bible reading, so I can get focused. Lord, what are you saying to me today? Adore him and praise him. The Westminster Catechism says the chief end of man is to enjoy God and glorify him forever. and John Piper from Minneapolis says he believes that the chief end of man is to glorify God by enjoying God. And so when we enjoy God, we are glorifying God and honoring Him. Psalm 16 mentions that when we are in His presence, there's joy forevermore. So as we spend time with the Lord, He can give us joy that no one else can give us. No one else can fulfill that hole that's inside us except Jesus. Only God can fulfill that hole, not our wife, not our husband, our children. Only Jesus can fulfill that emptiness apart from Him. And so spending time alone with Him is vital. I is for identify your thoughts. You know, where are your thoughts coming from? If you're going through discouraging time, what am I been thinking about? What's been going through my mind? I can see sometimes that I get discouraged because I've been thinking negative and discouraging thoughts. But when I start focusing on Jesus' promises, God's promises, so take John 10:10. It says Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. And just focusing on the Lord and realizing that sometimes we maybe need to turn off the TV news, and because we can get more discouraged after listening to that, and sometimes less is better. But there's always important to be praying for what we hear on the news. That
created
is true.
With free version for non-commercial
so
use.
So what is your worldview? Identify your worldview. Everybody has a worldview. It's usually what we grew up with. That's our worldview. And am I thinking right? These guys that are in prison definitely have a wrong worldview. They grew up thinking wrongly because they didn't know the love of God. They didn't know who God was or who Jesus was, many of them. And so they'd never had a good worldview. What is your worldview? Does it come from the Word of God? I believe everything in this Word, everything we live and see today has to be filtered through the Bible and allow the Word of God to show us what is going on and happening. T is for thanksgiving. Throughout the Bible, it says be thankful. It didn't say be thankful just in good times. It says be thankful in all times, in every situation, be thankful. And, you know, I don't know of anybody else who has died on the cross for me and gave his life for me. I don't think you know of anyone else that has given their lives for you and surrendered. And him being perfect and leaving heaven for you and me is just awesome, as we sang, How Great Thou Art. And we can live in thanksgiving daily, thanking him every morning we get up for so great a salvation, for saving my soul, for giving me life. Just there's so many things we can thank him for. H is for hope. Where is your hope? Is your hope in the Lord, or is it in other things in this world? Are we placing our hope in Jesus? Hope in the Lord. Psalm 27:1 says that whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. And verse 13 and 14 in New King James of chapter 27, Psalm 27 says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And Psalm 34, 4 and 5, it says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all my fears. And those who look to him are not ashamed. Their faces are radiant. And those
created
are
with free things
for
we non-commercial
can
use.
Chew on and believe, because God never lies. Romans 15:13 says, may the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, how big is your God? Is he sovereign? Does he rule over everything in our lives? The word says he is sovereign. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. And so we need to make him Lord over every area of our life, not just certain areas, but every area, so that we seek him every day. And as Philippians 4 says, that we are to bring all our requests before him with thanksgiving, and the peace of God will surround us, our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. He'll put a guard around us when we come to him in thanksgiving. And our hope is in him. That's the biggest question we have, is where do I turn in crisis? Where is my hope? Is my hope in the Word and God in his Word, that he never fails? And even though it can be a dark day, dark times we go through, God's Word never changes. His love for us will never change. He loves you and me more than we can comprehend. He proved that by dying on the cross for us. And as I said, I don't know of anyone else that has died for us on the cross, paying
created
for
with
your
free version
sin,
for non-commercial
my sin,
use.
Paying a debt that I couldn't pay, that you couldn't pay. So let us set our mind on things above and not on things of this earth. And sure, we got to deal with things on earth, but let's deal with them through the power of Jesus Christ. And he's promised to give us strength when we seek him daily with our whole heart. Lord, we thank you for your word that never changes. We thank you that you are everywhere present. You are God. You are the same God that you were way back when the created the heavens and the earth and the seas and everything in them, and placed the stars in their places and count them all by name. And as Job said, he didn't
created
know what he was
version
talking
for
about when
use.
God actually spoke to him personally. And we realize, Lord, you are an awesome God, and you are the same, and that we can trust in you. You do not change your word. And so, Lord, help each one of us to seek your face daily and remember who we are, that you are in our life, that you've given your life for us, and we thank you for that relationship that we can have with you because of your shed blood on that cross, death, burial, and resurrection. And just use this message in my life and each one of our lives to glorify you, to honor you, because we know that's why we're here on earth, is to honor your name and to bring praise to you. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll sing from hymn number 256,
Created with free version
Because
for non-commercial
he lives.
Use. Created with free version for non-commercial use.